Life is a journey. What's your story? I have an amazing interview today lined up for you, Radio St. Pete listeners. Janae Priebe is in charge of the Shine St. Petersburg Mural Festival, put on by the Arts Alliance and presented this year by Reflection from October 11th through the 20th. Welcome, Janae.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about where we've been with the murals, how it's grown, and how many years the Shine mural has been going on.
Yeah, so this is the 10th anniversary of Shine this coming October. So we've come a long way. I think when the festival first started in 2015, I don't know that any of us had any idea we would still be here 10 years later. But we had a strong local mural community at that time. There was a lot of artists making murals before the festival started, people like Derek Donnelly, Sebastian Coolidge. And that's kind of how the festival grew. But a group of artists came together with the St. Pete Arts Alliance and the city at that time and kind of made this proposal to produce a festival. And the idea was immediately welcomed, and that's how it began. So I don't know how many murals there were at that time, but we've produced now about 168 through the festival, but we know that there's at least 500 throughout St. Petersburg now.
And art is good for business. We know this from the Financial Impacts Report. It revitalizes neighborhoods. It inspires dialogues. It unites communities. And you have 125-plus artists from 17 different countries. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a curation team that handpicks artists. Shine has always been invite-only, and we've really tried to prioritize diversity. And we have always had international, national, and local artists. We've always felt like that's kind of the sweet spot, that combination of all three, in order to really make Shine successful. So yeah, we're always kind of trying to get new artists in from places we haven't worked with before, communities we haven't worked with before, maybe cities, and of course just through their own visual language, we're kind of always trying to add diversity to that lineup.
So in 2024, what percentage were local artists and what percentage were artists from outside Tampa Bay?
So every year it's about 50-50. We usually do a third of the lineup is local, a third national, and then a third local. I know that's not 50-50, but when you add it all up over time throughout over the last 10 years, it ends up we've done about 50-50. We tend to do a lot of community projects with locals. So even if the featured lineup itself isn't exactly 50-50 with those community projects overall, we've worked with as many locals as we have visiting artists.
And, you know, the Shine Mural Festival, it really is a festival. There are so many events going on. Share with us a little bit about what has happened in the past event-wise and what we could look forward to this year.
Yeah, so every year it's a little bit different. It just kind of depends on what we have going on and venues that are available and people that want to help with that. But this year, being that the 10th anniversary, we're really trying to put a little bit more emphasis on those events. So we will have an opening event that will be at the Maureen Art Center on October 11th. That's going to be an amazing exhibition that will feature over 100 artists from the very beginning of Shine. So it's kind of a group show, almost like a reunion show, featuring all the artists that we've worked with over the last 10 years, including this year's lineup. So that's going to be a really incredible event. That'll kick off the festival. And then we'll have a big finale event at the now called Floridorama at the fairgrounds and the factory space there on Fairfield Avenue. That'll be October 19th, and that's going to be, again, kind of a combination of work with past Shine artists, some new artists from this year's lineup, some performances, music. It'll have a little bit of everything.
So it's amazing to me. People come from all over the country to see this. Gender, age, residence, income goes across the board. But there's a lot you can do before the festival to enjoy the murals. So tell us a little bit. I know that you have some mural tours. Tell us about those.
We do. We just launched this year a partnership with Star Trolley doing trolley tours. So people have been asking for years if they could take a trolley tour of the murals, and it just wasn't something that we had been able to pull together until we partnered with Star. So we've been doing that year-round now. It started in January. It's down now with the heat. We're down to maybe one a month. But for a time there, we were doing 12 or 14 tours a month. And we're hoping once it cools off again, we can get back to that. But we have a set route right now that will show you a lot of last year's murals plus a bunch of new ones. And then we'll have a new route starting in October that will go through all the newest murals happening in October. You can see them being painted live in October during the festival, and then after that as well. And then we've had an ongoing partnership with Florida Craft Art since, I think, since the beginning of Shine, where they have walking tours and biking tours through Florida Craft Art. Those are also year-round. You can do those on Saturdays, and then we'll have those available during the festival as well.
I just love that because it's car-free.
Exactly. It's such a great way to experience the city. Both of those are great ways to experience the city and learn about the art. And you can do your own self-guided route as well. We do have the Pixel Sticks plaques that you can tap that has a map on it. You can find that map on our website as well. So you can go on your own self-guided tour, but you learn so much, not only about the murals themselves and the artists, but just about the city if you're not familiar with the art districts and just St. Pete as a whole. It's a great way to experience the city.
So, you know, Chad Mize, so the artists have spread out their murals to Pinellas Park, to Clearwater. Are there enough spaces downtown, walls downtown? With everything going up, I'm afraid some of the murals are getting covered. Talk to us about how you identify where the murals will go.
Yeah, it is getting tricky over time. We've lost quite a few. I think we've lost close to 60 murals now that we've produced, and a lot of that has been just in the last few years post-COVID. So it is a bit of an issue, but there are new buildings being built all the time, and we've been able to continue to make it work. I will say the downtown area is pretty oversaturated. There's a lot of room that we could work kind of throughout St. Pete as a whole. As far as the festival goes, because we receive city funding, we're kind of limited to working in St. Pete city limits, but a lot of people are out doing great work. I've actually just been consulting with the city of Clearwater to launch their mural festival. The city of Tampa is working on trying to get some murals going on. There's a lot of other communities near here that are trying to get murals, happening in their communities.
You know, we're talking today to Janae Preby, the director of Shine Mural Festival, St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. Terry Marks is the new head of this as of the last 2 years.
3 years now.
3 years, took over from John, our friend, who, you know, helped found this. What I think is so exciting, there's going to be a book. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So the Arts Alliance had published a book back in 2018 with Adele Moore, who is a local photographer, who just, it was a passion project of hers, really, of cataloging all the murals in St. Pete at that time. But the book was never sold. It was just given to sponsors. But this book, we're going through the process of getting all the artist permissions, and this is going to be just a beautiful coffee table style book that's going to catalog all the murals that we've produced throughout the festival and really kind of talk about the history of the festival, the impact of the festival, what this has done for St. Petersburg. And it will be for sale at local retail outlets throughout St. Pete. And then any revenue generated from the sale of the book is going to go back to support the creation of more murals.
So talking about support, I want to discuss some of the things. The Bright Spot Community Murals. Since 2015, Shine's produced 30 community murals and special projects with Metro, Boys and Girls Club, Creative Clay, St. Pete Youth Farm, Girl Scouts. Talk about that initiative.
Yeah, so this is a really beautiful part of Shine, I think. We have our featured lineup, right? That's the national, international, and local artists that we work with every year. Those artists get full creative expression, which is part of what makes Shine so special. Then we have these bright spot projects that we partner with different local organizations. A lot of times they're another nonprofit or a youth organization. And those are an opportunity to really engage with the community on a different level, right? Like give kids an opportunity to get paint on their hands and really be involved in the project, whether that's from the design standpoint or whether that's from painting the mural itself. They get to learn about art. We really want to have that extra layer of community engagement. And that's what those bright spots have enabled us to do.
You know, the other thing that I think is interesting is, of course, the Vitale brothers. I've known them for years, Chad Mize, Derek Donnelly. But you have catapulted the careers of local artists. Share with us some of the artists who started with Shine who are now biggie sized.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a lot of amazing artists here in St. Pete. There's a couple different examples of artists that were working in, you know, full time in other industries that participated in Shine and were able to then become full time working artists after that. I'm hesitant to always be like, oh, it's because of Shine. I think there's a variety of factors, you know, at play there. But there are artists that we've seen kind of go through that transition. I would say Matt Kress is one of those artists. His first mural ever was through Shine in 2018. He was able to become a full-time working muralist after that. There's a couple other people like that, too. And it's just amazing to see that happen. Even Artist Jones last year. I mean, Artist Jones did the mural at Williams Park last year. Absolutely amazing project. And she had been working and you know, had a lot of murals out there already, but has since transitioned into becoming a full-time working artist. And it's incredible to see that happen. And we love to see that happen. We want to support these artists, especially our local artists, as much as we possibly can. and kind of, you know, catapult them if we can into a thriving art career here.
Where is St. Pete in relation to other cities in Florida? Aren't we on the cusp of murals?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think with the exception of Miami, you know, you have Wynwood there. Murals are a huge part of Miami. But aside from that, you know, Shine is definitely one of the more respected festivals throughout the nation. There's a lot of other mural programs that are coming up over time, but you know, we're coming in our 10th year. There's not a whole lot of other festivals nationwide that have been running as long as we have.
So you can go online to www.stpeteartsalliance.org/shine-mural-festival. We'll also have that in the blog that runs with the audio. Tell us what we haven't asked you about Shine that you want to share with us and how people can get involved and help support Shine.
Yeah, I'm just really excited about this year. It's an incredible milestone for us to be able to get to year 10. We're really hoping people will come out and support the artists this year, go on those tours, do your own self-guided tours, and take a minute just to talk to the artists, get to know them. You know, it's a rare opportunity that you can talk to an artist in the middle of them creating a piece of work, so you get to have that opportunity. We do also have volunteer opportunities for people to, like, deliver lunches to the artist and deliver ice and all kinds of other things, show up at the events and help with events. So you can find, if you reach out to us on our website too, that's a great way to kind of get into that, get on our newsletter, and we can keep you informed of those volunteer opportunities. We are also still looking for sponsorship for this year's event, and there's a whole list of benefits that come along with that. So we'd love to, you know, partner with as many local businesses as we can.
I can't thank the Arts Alliance enough, and Janae Preby, I can't thank you enough. 6 years of dedication. We're so lucky to have you. Are you an artist yourself, or do you just love the arts?
I just love the arts. I mean, I used to do a little photography, writing. I love paint, honestly. I used to actually work as a commercial painter, and I just love the medium of paint, but you don't want to see anything I've actually painted before. But I just love working with artists. It's such a creative space. I love to see how people's minds work and to be involved in the process. I consider it a great honor.
Is there still time for people to apply to be a muralist?
We're always taking applications. Again, you don't have to submit an application to be invited to the festival, but we do have a form on our website. You can submit your portfolio. Our team will look at everything that comes through. We do have our lineup pretty much set for this year, but again, you can always apply, and our team will review it for future years.
And you do murals off festival as well? So I know you've been consulting to Clearwater and Tampa, but are there some talk about doing mini festivals during the year?
Sometimes. It really kind of just depends on the funding, to be honest. We had a grant from the National Endowment of the Arts a few years ago to do a project we called the Shine Unity Project, and that was murals within neighborhoods, because we tend to do, the festival stays pretty much within the art districts of St. Pete. We try not to go too far outside of that. We stay in the districts, but we had a grant to do that in more neighborhood-based projects. So that was an example of that. You know, if we have the funding for it, we're happy to do those projects. We did, we helped out with the Friends of Albert Whitted Airport and helped them commission two murals earlier this year at Albert Whitted. So, you know, we're always open to help with those kinds of projects. It really just depends on the funding.
You know, between the signal boxes that Creative Pinellas does, what you're doing with organizations like Albert Whitted, it is such a resource. So use the Arts Alliance and Janae Preby for a resource if you're thinking about doing this. We thank you so much for being here. Tell us again the website.
StPeteArtsAlliance.org and Shine Mural Festival from there.
Thank you again for being here today, and keep on trucking with all this great art.
Thank you.